美国神韵纽约艺术团在德州奥斯汀的最后一场演出，观众十分投入，不断以笑声、掌声呼应舞台上演员们的精彩表现。有的观众甚至在坐席上随着轻快的音乐摇头摆手，模仿演员们的动作。演出结束后，纷纷在剧场前厅的神韵巨幅广告前留影。
莱斯利·西斯考克斯曾有17年的职业舞蹈生涯，说起神韵的舞蹈喜形于色。
It was really fun to see the similarities in technique and just appreciate the pure dance form of it. And it's so exciting. Yeah. One thing they pointed out was that like the gymnastics used in, you know, it didn't come from gymnastics or tumbling. It came from probably Chinese warfare, I would assume. But yeah, it's so nice to see it.
他非常欣赏女演员的舞蹈《飞雪迎春》和《花仙子》。
They were beautifully synchronized, very graceful, and I loved the use of formations and the shifting of that. It was beautiful. Each piece told a story, and it makes me want to research and learn some more.
I love the female dancers too. They're very feminine, which is unique in our culture. You know, their culture really shows the difference between the masculine and the feminine, which I love.
Because he's from Peru, and there was a couple of dances that reminded me kind of the people from the mountains of Peru.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You just think about the history and the culture of it.
新唐人记者杨洋，德州奥斯汀报道。
因为对中华文化的热爱，在孩子长大后特别到哈佛大学学习东方文化的朗达·比肯斯和女儿一起观看了12月30号晚上在美国德州奥斯汀朗氏艺术表演中心的神韵演出。步出会场的他激动地表示，看了神韵给他回家的感觉。
Yes, it was bringing back some the happiest time of our lives was traveling throughout Asia and we love China and we love Chinese. I love Chinese history and culture. This was like going home. It felt really good. And so, I mean, it just like such a fusion of so much of Chinese history, just little bits here and there. So it was fascinating.
皮肯斯和女儿都喜欢中华文化，但是今晚的演出出乎意料地让他们感到惊喜。
Oh, I loved the snowflakes. The snowflakes were beautiful. I don't know if there was a favorite part. Was there? I liked it all. The way? Oh, yeah. We both love them, and we love the Monkey King and the Journey to the West. they're tremendous. They're it's just amazing. I mean, they're so graceful and lyrical and joyful. You know, that's what you know. It didn't matter how old you were or what you understood about Chinese culture at points, you know, you just were going, yay, you know, especially, you know, you could hear people around us, especially during the spring one and the little monks, the little naughty monks, you could hear people around us tittering and, you know, giggling. And so it made lots of people happy, you know.
新唐人记者杨洋，德州奥斯汀报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团12月30日下午在德州首府奥斯汀的演出，不但让在美华人看到久违的正统文化，因而感动落泪。另外，领养中国小孩的美国家长也带孩子们来体验中国文化。
台湾出生的邹先生特意带在美国出生的孩子们前来观看演出。
这是什么很有中国的传统的，所以我可以看得出来，在国外的话，在这个德州是很难见到这种完全传统中国的这种艺术的。所以，而且我特别喜欢这个台湾的那个3D的那个阿美族的那个单。
啊，我看得很感动，我女孩问我妈妈为什么你哭了，整个都很好看，很感动。Yes， 我不自觉的，太感动了就。流泪，尤其是看到，因为中国的传统东西，你知道，很久没有看。我们在美国住了蛮久了，我们一直就是说想要让孩子们了解说中国的东西。我们常常有的时候就会跟他们讲一些中国的历史、一些的故事，然后然后有机会，我老公就说：“哎，这个神韵一定要来看。”所以说：“哎，带我孩子来看。”
It was very colorful. very different. They had the, like the Tibetan dance. I thought that was really good.
雪莉领养了两个中国女孩，今天带她们前来体验中国文化。小女儿看完演出后特别想见跳舞的演员，记者问她会和演员说什么。
Hello, I like you guys. I like you to dance with me. I like it a lot because they jump and stuff. I like all of them.
新唐人记者杨洋德州奥斯汀报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在德州首府奥斯汀的三场演出，观众反应热烈，不仅赞叹演出的精美设计，更看到古老的故事中蕴含的讯息。
石油管道公司总经理凯斯·布希特意从德州西部驱车五个小时来奥斯汀看神韵。
And the costumes are gorgeous, and the dancers are really talented, and the choreography is fabulous.We're really enjoying it. Oh, I didn't realize that how religious they were. I guess because in my lifetime they've been under communist rule, and so I didn't really realize historically all the spiritual and religious connotations to their culture. So that's been very interesting.
It gives you a feeling of that good is coming, that although there's struggles on earth, heaven will help us, and that there's a spirituality in everything.So it gives you a feeling of hope.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I never seen anything like it. It was phenomenal. What all they could do. Very talented. And very young, too. To be so talented, so dedicated. You could see it in their face. They were very into it. They were experiencing it as they did it.
他们上星期才听说神韵演出，立即打电话订票。拿到了最后两张好座位的票。
I felt like I was really being invited and being a part of the culture, but I felt very proud for the performers being able to do this in this country and tell the true ancient story the way that it's to be told.
12月30日晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团圆满结束了在德州首府奥斯汀市的三场演出。接下来将前往加州旧金山，在新年过后演出七场。这是新唐人记者杨洋德州奥斯汀报道。
在六年的历史中，美国神韵艺术团在全世界创造了无计其数的粉丝，每个粉丝的背后都各自有感人的故事。在康州的奥特派里市，有这样一位粉丝叫杰奎·帕克，他在过去的三年中与神韵推广者邂逅和重逢，终于促成了他在12月30日在该市最后一场演出中亲身感受神韵的美妙。看完演出后，帕克女士带着无比兴奋的心情分享了她的故事和对晚会的观感。请看本台记者郭莹的报道。
谈到过去三年间与神韵的联系，帕克女士这样说。
I have been waiting 3 years to see this because the first time I met the people that were selling the tickets, I had just had surgery myself. I had been very ill and we didn't think I would be able to go. And so we said, no, no, no. And then last summer we were at the Asian festival for the Dragon Boat Festival that they have in Hartford. And the same people was there and the gentleman remembered us and he was like, oh, you are well. I'm so happy you're well. And we're like, oh my God, it's you. And we were like, oh, I'm so excited to see him again. And he was like, you are well now, you can go to the show. And we said, yes. And we bought the tickets and here we are. And it,
从因病与神韵擦肩而过，到与神韵推广者的重逢，一步步铺垫着帕克女士观看神韵的历史。
It was worth waiting for and getting well for.
在看完演出后，帕克女士说，最令她感动的是练习法轮功的学生在广场上遭受迫害的节目。
The one with the students in Tiananmen Square, in the square, and just all of no, they were all so beautiful.
因为这个节目带给他很多人生的思考。
It reminds you of, as a social worker, we fight for the rights of all oppressed people everywhere, and it reminds us that everywhere are people who have goodness and right ideas and love, and they are all fighting, and we're not different.
对于这样一个把艺术性和思想性完美结合在一起的演出，帕克女士说
：“Do not hesitate to come and do this. It's life affirming.”
新唐人记者郭莹在康州的报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团12月30号在美国麻州伍斯特的演出让满场观众非常兴奋，掌声不断。在2012年来临之际，度过了一个充满回味的美好夜晚。请看详细报道。
很多观众看完神韵演出之后仍然沉浸在美好的体验之中。
It's a nice enjoyable evening out and the music is wonderful and the dancing is great andI'm sure that it's very uplifting.
The show was awesome. We ran into people that told us about the show at India Day in Boston earlier this year, and we were very excited to come, and it was amazing. It was a really nice journey on different things. I am very much like a fan. I'll definitely come back again. It was really well done.
I loved the show. It was very interesting, very colorful, very theatrical. I loved the dance. It was wonderful.
If I could come in like it, they could come in like it, because I never did theater before. So it was a show that, you know, even if you don't know anything about it, like I didn't, it was very interesting to me.
Colorful, cultural, very...incredible talent of the performers, and a deep cultural experience, I think I would say.
美国神韵国际艺术团下一站的巡回演出将到达加拿大的蒙特利尔。新唐人记者曾征、胡志华在麻州伍斯特报道。
12月30日，美国神韵国际艺术团在麻州第二大城市伍斯特汉欧沃剧场演出圆满落幕。满场的剧院内，观众们掌声如潮，沉浸在神韵直达心灵的艺术感染力和美的希望与震撼之中。
12月30日是神韵第三次来到伍斯特，汉欧沃剧场内最高票价区座无虚席，很多观众提前一小时就到达剧场等待一睹神韵风采。
This is the second time I've been here and I was telling my friends that it's full of energy, the choreography is beautiful, the colors of the costumes are awesome, the men are very strong dancers, the women too are very strong dancers, but very, very feminine. It just broadens your heart, your soul,all your senses. It just brings you to life whenever you watch this.
Colors are just beautiful. And then, you know, the skills of the dancers, it's amazing. They're just so light and dancing around. But what I didn't expect was the deep emotional and, you know, kind of cultural message that they sent. And that contrasted with the lighthearted, you know, happiness and the dancing. It was just beautiful and
gorgeous. The colors are beautiful. It looks so effortless. They're so flexible. They look like they're having a blast. And I love the sort of the part where the people are going, you know, back and forth between the background and then they come to life. So I think that's a really unique feature. You know, you sort of forget all the worries of the world.
Actually, I love history. I love learn everything.
神韵的到来也让当地的华人感到无比自豪。
Make me cry. 这个中国的文化可以在世界各地这样很美好，我觉得要是这样传播。
两个半小时史诗般辉煌壮丽的演出，带领人们回到历史，也走向未来，留给伍斯特观众的是无穷的回味。新唐人记者曾征，美国麻州伍斯特报道。
神韵展现的纯善纯美的中国古典舞，给麻州观众留下了难以磨灭的深刻印象。神韵还展现出中华五千年文化孕育的深邃精神内涵，更引起观众心灵的震撼。大幕落下后，留给观众更多的是深层的思考和求知的渴望。
美国神韵国际艺术团12月30日晚莅临麻省的心脏城市伍斯特，来自新墨西哥州的药理科学家埃德文·戛纳看完演出后惊喜神韵带来的神奇文化之旅。
Chinese culture is one of the oldest and most beautiful cultures in the world, and you know it takes a long time to learn your program. You know, going to so many cities, allowing so many people to see, will do wonders to help folks from the West understand your incredible culture.
埃德文·戛纳还表示，这是给渴望观看神韵多年的妻子伊丽莎白·戛纳的新年礼物。
And I also enjoyed the cultural traveling. That was beautiful.
And, you know, the snowflakes, you know, welcoming back spring was gorgeous. I loved the martial arts. All told, it was very much, it was well worth it, and I'm coming back.
伊丽莎白·戛纳还表示，看完《选择》和《大法弟子预先记》等节目后，了解到一些自己以前不知道的真相。
That made it so much more meaningful because I became more aware of a struggle that I really had been blind to. And I appreciated the message that, you know, we need to take off our blinder.
神韵也给这对夫妇留下了更多思考和求知的渴望。
It just to get the higher meaning, it inspired me. You know, I'm going to start using my body more because I definitely saw the connection between mind-body again.
I left with a great thirst for some of the knowledge behind the philosophies of your music and your dance. So I would say that to my friends that this is a magical learning experience.
戛纳夫妇还表示，将和朋友们分享这次神奇的文化体验，相约明年一起再来看神韵。新唐人记者安心、曾征、马州伍斯特市报道。